The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
In this presentation, I'm going to show you how to update the firmware on the player. The members of our mailing list on Yahoo groups will usually get it before anybody else does. You can email me and ask me to send you the link, and that way you don't have to join our mailing list in order to get the updates for the firmware. Once you've gotten the download link for it, then you need to click on it in order to get to the page so you can download it, or you can copy and paste, which is the way that I'm going to do it because I don't have it in an email. So I'm going to Alt-Tab to the place where I have the link. Here's the link for the ClipZip update, because I'm going to be updating a ClipZip. So I'm going to select it.
Selecting http://www.sendspace.com/file/dictin6i.
Then I'm going to copy it by doing Control-C. Alright, so it's copied. Now we need to go to an internet browser so we can enter in that information.
Search edit. Blank.
Okay.
Focus mode.
I brought up Mozilla Firefox. So now we do, well, with Mozilla you do Control-L, but I believe with Internet Explorer you do Control-D or something like that. Anyway, Control-L.
Navigation toolbar. Go to a website combo box collapsed. Edit has autocomplete. Selected https://www.google.com/web/complete0 and selection removed.
And we press enter.
Google document busy. Alert scripts currently forbidden script. 22 object. 1. Options. Button Alt plus O.
Okay, so the page is up. So here's the way I do it when I download from SendSpace.
Link graphic SendSpace.
I navigate by headings. So I type the letter H.
Download heading level 1.
Takes me to the first heading, which is download. Then I hit the letter H again.
.rockbox.zip heading level 2.
And that's the file that I need to download. So then I just tab till I get down to the download button.
Remove ads link. Remove ads link. Remove ads link. See plans and pricing link. Click here to start download from SendSpace link download.rockbox.zip.
And I press my spacebar on that.
Unknown. Add download dialog. OK button.
Usually you get a file download dialog, and in it you can tell it where you want your file downloaded, or some people have it set up to put it under their My Document folder, or on the desktop, wherever. Just know where your downloads go, so you can then find the file. So this is set up to go into a particular folder, and let's see if I'm on the OK button.
OK.
Yep, and I'm going to press the spacebar on the OK button.
Pressed. 0%.rockbox.zip dialog URL, http://fs0.
Okay, so it's finished downloading it. So I'm going to close that site.
Gmail inbox Mozilla Firefox. Property page.
Alright, so as you saw, you don't have to download any programs or sign up for SendSpace or anything. You can just download the file. And once it ends up on your computer, then that step is done. What you should do next is connect your player to the computer, so I'm going to do that now. Inserting the cable now.
Sans Eclipse EF. Dialog: this disk or device contains more than one type of content.
And
what do you
I
want
just press escape at this point.
Bold wave.
I have
Untitled
no
one.
Interest in using that menu.
Local disk C. Icon 2 of 5. Local disk C.
And I go to the file browser on my computer, which I'm using Windows Explorer, and this is Windows XP Pro. So to get to the player, I type the letter S.
Sans Eclipse EF, collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
And I go into it by pressing my tab key.
Folder view list. Dot rockbox, type, file folder. Audio dot rockbox, type, file folder.
And this is the old version, so as a backup, in case something goes wrong with your updating the firmware, and because you might need to take some data out of here and move it to the new .rockbox folder, we're gonna cut this folder from here And then we're going to place it somewhere on your computer for safekeeping. So, let's see.
Tree view. Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
And I'm going to move it to my secondary drive.
Losses documents. Local disk C. Local disk E. Collapsed 3 of 8 level 2.
And I'm just going to paste it in there.
Moving. Dialogue from backdrops to backdrops cabby 2.bmp.talk. Animation. Local disk E. Tree view.
Okay, so that's done. Now, let's go to where we downloaded the file. So, using the file browser, we go to
DVD
I
RAM drive
it,
D, local disk C, collapse.
Which is on my local C drive.
Expanded.
And it's in
items.
A folder called Downloads.
Level 3 DEL 5 of 18. Documents, download 7 of 18, level 3.
And we tab to go into the folder.
Folder view list. .rockbox.zip, size 6203 KB, type, compressed.
Okay, that's it. Okay, it's not selected, so let's press the space bar to select it.
Selected.
And now we need to unzip it. So, on Windows XP, and I believe every Windows version after that, you have a built-in zip extractor. All you have to do is hit the Applications key, and then look for something that says Extract Here, or Unzip Here, something like that. So, I use 7-Zip, so I hit my Applications key.
Context menu.
And I type the number 7.
Open Archivo.
And I type the letter E.
Extract Files.
E. Extract Files. And I press Enter.
Extract Dialog. Extract to. Combo box collapsed. Edit Alt plus X. Selected C. Downloads.rockbox.
And that's where it's going to save it, so I press the Enter key.
Extracting dialog. Elapsed time. Downloads. Folder view list. .rockbox.zip. Size, 6203 KB. Type. Compressed. .rockbox. Type. File folder.
And
date modified.
The folder.
7/20.
So now I have to go into that folder, so the way I do it on XP Pro and using Windows Explorer is I shift tab.
Tree view. Downloads collapsed 7 of 18 level 3.
And I open the folder by hitting the right arrow.
Expanded. Two items.
And now I arrow down.
Level 4.rockbox collapsed 1 of 2.
And in here, we should find...
Folder view list. .rockbox, type, file folder, date modified, 7, selected.
And press the spacebar to select it. So now, to put it on the player, we copy it with Control-C. And then I shift tab.
Tree view. Dot rockbox collapse.
And then I left arrow to close all these folders.
Level 3 downloads expanded 7. Collapsed. Level 2 local disk C. Expanded 1 of 8.
Back to there.
Collapsed.
Close that. I type the letter S.
Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
And if we tab.
Folder view list. Audiobooks. Type. File
there's
folder.
No dot
date
rockbox
modified.
Folder,
6
so.
Tree view. Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
Just do Control V to paste it.
Copying. Dialog from classic status bar to classic status bar status.bmp. Animation. Sans Eclipse EF. Tree view. Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
So now let's tab into it.
Folder view list. Audiobooks. Type.
And let's go to the bottom of the files and folders.
Dot rockbox, type, file folder.
There it is. So if you press F5, it'll show up at the top.
Dot rockbox, type, file folder.
There it is at the top.
Audiobooks, dot rockbox, type, file folder, date modified.
Now, in case you had set up FM presets, or if you wanted to maintain your recent bookmarks as you had them on the player, then you would go back to where you had put the backup of the .rockbox folder you previously had on your player. So, let's do that.
Tree view. Sans Eclipse EF. Collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
And let's see. I put it on my secondary drive.
Losses documents. Local disk E. Collapsed 3 of 8 level 2.
And I open it up by hitting the right arrow.
Expanded. 22 items. Level 3 .rockbox collapsed 1 of 22.
And there it is. So, we tab into it.
Folder view list. Backdrops. Type. File folder.
And let's see if there's any folders or anything in here that I need to move over to the player.
Codecs, type, code pages, docs, type, EQs, type, fonts, type, icons, type, langs, type, rocks, type, themes, type, WPS, dot playlist control, size, dername dot talk, config.cfg, config.cfg, database.ignore, database dot, most recent dot bmark, size, 1KB.
Okay, there's a most recent bookmark, which would be your bookmarks. I didn't have an FM presets folder, because I didn't have FM presets set up on the player. So I'm going to copy that folder, that file. That's all you would want to copy out of here would be the folder called FM presets, or the most recent bmark file. So since I only have that one, I'll copy that one. And then shift tab.
Tree view. Dot rockbox collapsed 1 of 22 level 3.
And left arrow to close all this.
Level 2 local disky expanded 3 of 8 collapsed.
Type the letter S.
Sans Eclipse EF, collapsed 4 of 8 level 2.
And hit the right arrow to open it.
Expanded. 9 items. Level 3 dot rockbox collapsed 1 of 9.
Go down to the dot rockbox folder and paste in my most recent bookmark file.
Confirm file replace dialog. This folder already contains a file named most recent dot bmark. Would you like to replace the existing file 84 bytes modified? Saturday,
yes,
July 13th. Dialog dot rockbox. Tree view. Dot rockbox collapsed 1 of 9 level 3.
So I just typed the letter Y to say yes, and it replaced the one that was there. So now the next step is
level 2 sans eclipse EF, expanded 4 of 8.
You get to where it says sans eclipse
collapsed,
and you hit the applications key,
context menu,
and you can arrow down to eject, or you can just hit the letter J.
Sans eclipse EF, tree view.
Wait about 5
sans
seconds.
Sans eclipse EF collapsed 4 of 8 level 2. Sans Eclipse F. Control panel collapsed 6 of 8 level 2.
Okay, so it's finished ejecting the player, so now I can physically disconnect it. And that's the disconnect sound. And now I hit the power button. Just hold it down for about 15 seconds so the player restarts. And I'm plugging in the player into the computer so that I can record the sound from it. All right, so now we turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And the player comes up speaking.
Files, FM radio, recording, settings, system.
And if you want to check the firmware version, you go into system. You click the enter key.
Rockbox info.
And you click the enter key on Rockbox info.
Battery level 100%, 15 hours, 47 minutes.
And that's the battery level, so we arrow up.
Version 3.13.
3.13, that's the latest version. So that's how you update your player to the latest version.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.